Don't miss The Marvels, in theaters on November 10th, and see where the Marvel stories all began when you watch Captain Marvel, WandaVision, and Ms. Marvel, only on Disney+. Plans starting at $7.99.
Previously on Love Island, the official Love Island USA podcast, hosted by Matthew Hoffman. On today's show, we're talking all things tweeting at Sydney's heart. Courtney joins me in the studio, and the love court is in session. No objection. Hit it. Hello, Love Island Universe. Here we are. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Matthew Hoffman, and Love Island had a day off yesterday, and so did we. And I have to say, it's hard. It's hard going a day without Love Island. It's like pizza that's gluten-free. It's like an Italian suit that's yellow. It's like Christmas, but the tree is on fire and full of wolves. But I made it through. I made it through. Oh, yes, they let this canary out of the cage and she's ready to sing in the key of yes, please. Let's fly through it. Tonight's episode started where we left off. 80s night. And after Phoebe makes out with Chad, Mackenzie and Chad are tainted love. And Phoebe continues burning down the house with her talking head. For my fellow Gen Zers, those are 80s references that I don't fully get because I'm young. Don't Google me! Islander friend zone alert! Mackenzie and Chad are not romantic, and neither are Phoebe and Joel. And then, boom, a text. Jesse and Deb are headed to the hideaway. Yes, they use the blindfolds and handcuffs. And no, not to take hostages in a bank robbery. And speaking of stick up, what happens on Love Island stays on Love Island's hard drives forever. Mackenzie and Phoebe butt heads over he said, she said stuff. Watching those two yell at each other is tense. When it comes to their bond, they're BFFs, all right. Barely friendly females. Oof, and to make matters worse, it was time for a social media challenge where the islanders hear the things people have been saying about them. What could possibly go wrong? For those of you not on social media, it's a platform where everyone criticizes everything. Even the Dalai Lama is on there being like, FML, traffic sucks. And honk honk, because for most of the islanders, the comments weren't really that damaging. But for Team Sid Zaya, it was a wrecking ball. A spike wrecking ball covered in napalm and beehives and letters from the IRS. So the comments said that Isaiah said that Phoebe was more of a, quote, natural beauty than Sydney. And naturally, Sydney did not take it well. Oh, no, 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 no. She ran off crying so hard she left a slip and slide of tears and spray tan. But Sydney is comforted by her girls. And when I say that, I'm not including Phoebe. Phoebe merely confirms to Sydney that there is truth to what Isaiah said, which is about as friendly as farting in the car with the heat on.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Dairy farmers are more than farmers. They're climate caretakers. They see water as a precious resource. Most farmers recycle water up to four times, from chilling the milk to irrigating the crops. And some even use technology to turn manure into renewable energy. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
The first time you saw that actor, it was a period drama. And what a handsome mustache that was. Then in that spaghetti western, it was even longer. And wow, that handlebar style really got you into police dramas. Hang on, are you sure that was the same actor? Still enjoyed it. On Tubi, the things you love just keep going. Tap the banner to watch now.
Now let's roll the window down for our next guest. She's a real breeze, a breath of fresh air. She came to the villa looking for love, but we were the ones who fell head over heels. Please welcome to the Previously On at Hennessy Studios, Courtney!
Hi! So nice to meet you.
You too.
You're beautiful. Have a seat. Oh my gosh, you look great. For those of you listening, Courtney is more beautiful in person than on TV, which is impossible.
Thank you.
I just have to say, I'm such a fan of yours. So thank you for coming into Hennessy to talk to us, because I, like many people, just fell in love with you. You were just so vibrant and authentic.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet. I love your voice.
Aw, thank you.
And you're really hot.
Like, louder.
Wow. I'm like, okay, sir.
Courtney, this is the face my voice comes out of. I have no...
I love it.
I have no say in the matter. Thank you.
It's the first time a girl hit on me in decades.
No way.
Way, ma'am. Wow. I think I'm actually turning red. Am I turning red a bit?
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little bit.
You got your shirt.
I will deflect the compliments and stay on course. We loved watching you on Love Island. And what's so fascinating for me about Love Island is just seeing how people evolve, right? And you were an OG from day one. So how did the island change you? Talk to us about your journey.
Yeah, it was really interesting being there since day one. How did it change me? I feel like the island changed me because I left there with like a ton of new best friends that are going to be in my life for a really long time.
Yeah.
Now.
And they are. I mean, I've lived through many seasons of Love Island, and it's so nice to see the group is still always intact. You know what I mean? And then you meet friends from different seasons, and it's like a whole Love Island family. So welcome to the family, girl.
Thank you.
You're stuck with us.
You're damn right.
Speaking of changing, I know that you changed me because I've incorporated a cute little giggle after I say anything now, and I call it like that. I call it the Courtney giggle. I'm like, I'll take a number three supersized, and then... And they like it. It works.
That's so funny.
It works. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, it is time to spread our peacock wings and talk all things tonight's episode. And oof, she was a doozy. You may have gotten out in the right time, girl.
Yeah, honestly, it was just my time to go. Like, yeah, you could probably tell I was getting kind of drained, like trying to validate my worth multiple times towards the end. So I was just like, this, my person clearly isn't in here and I'm a bad bitch. So it's time to go.
Okay. We can end the podcast on that, right? Like, we don't even have to talk about anything. I'm a bad bitch. Let's go.
Yeah.
Dash Courtney. That is a quote, girl. I'm going to put that on my car. That's a bumper sticker.
Thank you.
We're going to get into that because that to me was fascinating. But in the episode tonight, right?
Yeah.
Like, tweets from the public flew into the villa, disrupting our peaceful peacock nest. And the tweet was, to refresh everyone who's listening, quote, "It would suck for Sydney to find out that Isaiah was comparing Sydney to Phoebe's natural beauty." Sydney is obviously upset. It's a tough day for her. And we see her and she actually says, quote, "I just don't know how to go forward," end quote. What was your take on the tweet heard around the villa? What was your take on that?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting that tweet to even exist. And God, I just can only imagine how Sydney feels. I feel like, honestly, whoever tweeted it is just looking out for Sydney. Like,
yeah,
I just feel like the viewers, like, really do care, like, about the cast members and stuff and
totally,
like our hearts. And I feel like whoever was tweeting that was just like, you know, giving her a sign that maybe her situation is different than she is facing every day, you know?
Do you think that Isaiah meant that the way we all heard it, or he was just casually comparing?
I think Isaiah was comparing because I remember watching and he made that statement through the Casa Amor experience. So I think he was just comparing to like make sure, well, not make sure, but like see if like the like weigh out his options for making the decision of bringing like Phoebe back.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think it was intended to be malicious.
Yeah, I think he was just being a 21-year-old boy in a Casa Amor setting. Like, that's just the one.
We can end on this, right? We're good, because that's the other quote. Yeah, I think so too. That's what I was trying to elegantly say, but it did not come out that way. You had a front row seat to Isaiah and Sydney. You were around them from day one.
Yeah.
What was watching tonight's episode like for you? Like, do you think they are strong enough to survive this? Because I feel like they finally got where they need to be after all of the Casa Amor drama. Mm-hmm. Phoebe's behind them, and now it just happens again.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll make it?
I'm not sure if they'll make it, honestly. Like, I just, like, every time they get on a good page again, I'm just like, what now, you know? Like, but I feel like Sydney is really resilient. The only thing I didn't like is the way Isaiah reacted to her being hurt
right.
by the challenge. I just think it was very insensitive, like, regardless of your age. Like,
right.
I feel like he should be more sensitive to her feelings and realize that he did fuck up. Like, those people aren't making up, like, what he said. And maybe he didn't, like, remember saying it, but it was still said and her feelings are hurt, and that's the bottom line.
Like, right. You think he should have owned it right out the gate?
Yeah. I just think, like, the bottom line, if your girl is hurt, like, okay, well, how can I make you feel better? It's not who's right and who's wrong. Like, I feel like instead of, like, your true self talking, that's the ego talking. And it's like,
yeah,
I feel like that's what matters at the end of the day.
Totally. And we just had Jared on the show, and he was, she said, the Courtney laugh is in full effect, and I could not be happier. Jared was just on previously on, and he said that Isaiah was so into her. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he is, obviously. I mean, he would have committed to Phoebe. So do you think that they'll make it through this, or do you think now Sydney may be over this?
Oh, man, I honestly don't know. Like, I wish I was there to, like, hold her and, like, talk to her and be her support. Like, I was through a lot of the show and, like, get, like, her, like, true personal feelings. But I really don't know if they'll make it through. I hope they do, low-key, because I know he really does feel for her. It's just he's balancing being a 21-year-old boy with meeting, probably having, like, the deepest connection he's ever experienced in his life. And it's like, like, when you see things from the point of view of him moving through the villa, I'm not saying anything he's done is justified, but it's like, come on, you're balancing 21-year-old boy hormones, like, sexual drive, love connection with being under a microscope. Like, just, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a rock in a hard place.
Yeah, just, he's, like, handling it the best way he knows how,
yeah,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of handling, Deb and Jesse play patty cake in the hideaway tonight. What was your take on their patty cake? And are you bummed you didn't get a chance to go to the hideaway?
Honestly, I'm not bummed I didn't get a chance to go to the hideaway, because I feel like the person who deserved me in that setting wasn't there.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like, it would have been a cool experience, but
you're like, I'll go to the hideaway and just nap by myself.
Honestly. Or bring, like, the girls in there.
I'll take a spa day.
Yeah. But I just feel like, I don't know, the connections I had in there, it just wasn't hideaway.
Right.
You know?
What was your take on Deb and Jesse in the hideaway? Because they,
I love them in the hideaway.
It was the most Deb and Jesse hideaway, right?
Yeah, it was really cute.
Yeah. They're so cute to me. And they have been since day one. And then obviously they had a little Casa shift. But I feel like they're just so adorable, right?
Yeah, they're really cute.
I love them. Sydney is comforted by Nadja and Zita in this episode. And it's the perfect Love Island scenario, I guess, that if you're lucky, you know, you leave Love Island with a partner, but also friends for life. And your girlfriends are such an important part of the Love Island journey. And watching your friendship with Zita was amazing. I know. Talk to me about that bond and how your tribe in the villa really helps you navigate these tough situations.
Oh my God, I love my bond with Zita. She's a bad bitch. All those girls are bad bitches. I'm really thankful to have, like, literally made a genuine, like, new best friend in, like, in the outside world too. And yeah, the girls really did help me, like, through all of my, like, couplings and situations. Like, because there were times where I have this, like, habit of internalizing things and, like, thinking that things are falling apart because they're, like, my fault solely because...
Oh, that makes two of us, Courtney.
Yeah, I mean...
Speaking of, is the podcast, are we even plugged in? Like, always nervous. It's my fault.
Yeah, right? But they just kind of reminded me, like, who I am and that, like, I really am being open-minded through the experience, like, the whole way, and that it takes two to tango in a way. And, like, they always just, like, really helped me, like, come back and, like, remember that there's two people in a relationship.
Totally.
Yeah.
Three if you count Zeta.
Yeah. Oh, okay, always three, but that's, like, implied.
Yeah, totally implied. We have to talk, actually, about one of your steamiest kisses on the show. And it was not you and Felipe. It was not you and Bryce. And it was not you and Chad. It was... Zeta.
Yes!
You and Zeta made out at the fire pit. I may or may not have dropped a hot cup of coffee watching it. And you said in a recent interview that you would have felt comfortable coupling up with her. Walk me through the relationship because everyone is jealous of this bond. And I feel like the guys were too.
Oh yeah. Literally every guy that came in to pursue me was like asking me about her, like they were like, so like, do you want to come with Zeta? And I'd be like, yeah, she's just not bi.
Yeah.
They were like, okay, so I got to watch out for her too. And I was like, yeah. Yeah.
No one's safe.
But yeah, like, I always told her, I was like, if you're ready to like, you know, come to the dark side, let me know, you know?
How is that received? Like,
and
is there...
Like, she was like, if I were to go that way, it would definitely be for you. Like,
whoa.
She was like, I've never been into women, but yeah, if I ever were, like, you would be, like, exactly...
Is that a conversation you have post-Villa, or you just think that it's not going to happen and just friendship?
I think just friendship, yeah. You know, like I don't want to make things complicated and yep. I really respect like our like friendship love for each other. But like, shit, if it happens, like I'm not going to complain about it.
If that happens, I am officiating that lesbian wedding.
Yes, the police.
I am so there. Yeah. I feel like Timmy will be very relieved to hear that he's safe for now, right? You and Zeta both confided in each other. So speaking of Timmy, what can you tell us about her position with Timmy now? When you left, what was her thoughts? What's going through her head with all things Timmy?
She just was saying how she feels like she came here and like didn't know what she was gonna find really. And she found her person, like her person for life. And wow. I was like, damn, that's like really respectable. Yeah. And I'm really happy for her.
Tonight's episode was really interesting, and Chad had a lot of things kind of going on. So let's yeah. talk about the Chad in the room for a second, because ultimately, he picked Mackenzie in the recoupling, right? Ending in a very emotional night for you.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through your feelings by the fire pit? What do you think about Chad? Do you have any hard feelings about how that went down? Because I don't, because if it wasn't for him, you and I would not be talking right now. So I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But like, what was your take? I mean, ultimately, he was the one who made you leave the villa.
Yeah, honestly, it was my time to go, though. Like, I really was thinking of volunteering to leave that night. But I was like, let me see if the universe like wants me to stay in here. So I was yeah. like, let me leave it to the universe. Fine. Like, I didn't want to force anything, but I definitely felt it was my time to go.
Well, now that you are out of the villa, I am curious, which couples do you think are the strongest? If you had to pick your top three couples, you saw it all firsthand. Who are your strongest couples?
Well, obviously, Timmy and Zeta.
Yeah.
I love them. Definitely Jeff and Naja.
They came like... not out of nowhere, but they've really sped up in the last couple of episodes. And you're like, yeah. oh, this is on. This is yeah. a thing.
Yeah.
I feel like Casa solidified her feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that she realized, like, I did do the wrong thing. And this great guy was here the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love them. And I love how Jeff, like, treats Naja. He's like, that's my baby. That's the queen. Like, I'm like, yes. That's
yeah.
the energy we need. Like, so many boys in there get away with, like, so much, like, like not queen shit energy like yeah. towards the girls. And it's like this guy is like coming in here and doing that. Naja deserves that. So
yeah, we need that QSE, that queen shit energy.
Yes, the queen shit only.
Andy and Maddie and Jared and Kat are all thriving outside of the villa. What does your post-villa dating life look like? Are you perhaps waiting for anyone to come out of the villa, or are you going to experience the real world? Is there anyone you still have your eye on, maybe?
I think Bryce and I are going to meet up soon, like once I'm settled again.
That makes me so happy because yeah. Bryce was on and we had this great interview, and the whole time, Courtney, I'm listening to him and I'm like, why did Courtney ruin this man's life? Like he was so smart. He was so eloquent. He was like a strong man who just knew what he wanted. And if you go back and listen to that episode, like he was just great. Like he seemed like a great guy. And I'm like, Courtney need to revisit this because I feel like something is there. Am I wrong?
I feel like something might be there, you know. We'll see.
Do you think he'll take you back?
I feel like probably. Why the fuck not?
That's my girl. So Bryce, if you're listening, can we get something on the books? Like, how does that work? Are you going to slide in the DMs? Are you guys going to meet up? Or what do you think?
Yeah, we'll probably meet up. Like, we've been talking over Instagram since I got out.
You have. So you've been in the DMs.
Yeah.
And no hard feelings.
No.
This is amazing. And also, he's like a finance guy, right?
Yeah.
Courtney, do you know what my two favorite words are?
What?
Compound interest.
Yes. I love that for you.
I love that for me too. But I love that for you. If you and Bryce hit it off, like, I feel like, I don't know, I just think that was unfinished from the viewer's perspective, and that viewer, I'm speaking for myself, but I was like, they could have really, like, if they had more time, I feel like it could have matured a bit. And then when I spoke with him, I was like, he's great. Like, there could definitely be something there.
Yeah, he's really sweet.
Okay, I am into that. You are dropping some exclusives for me, and I really appreciate
it. Well, thanks. That's what I'm here for, shit.
That's what she's here for. We're going to do the 10-hour episode today. She's going to tell me everything. You were hot and heavy with Felipe from the very beginning. For those listening, there was a sad face that just took over Courtney, but you dumped him for Bryce.
Yeah.
Now that time has passed, you know that Bryce could be an option for you moving forward, which Maddie approved. But do you think you might Felipe flop on Felipe? Like, is there something else there? Any plans on connecting with him as well now that you're out of the villa?
I don't think so, honestly. Okay. Like, maybe, but I don't think so. He hasn't, like, reached out to me, so I don't think so.
Okay.
But maybe.
We are going to play a little game called Love Court. And just to be clear, this is a game of legalities, but also how I imagine you signing your diary entries. Love Court.
Yes.
Here is how this game works. I am going to ask you a series of questions regarding all things love. If they apply to you, you say guilty. And if they don't apply to you, you say not guilty.
Okay.
Good?
Yes.
All right. Courtney, please place your hand on this bottle of tanning oil. Thank you. Do you promise to spill the tea, the whole tea, and nothing but the tea, so help you, Love Island?
Oh, I promise.
Court is now in session. Do you like that prop I brought in from
home?
Yeah, that was good. All right, here we go. Courtney, Sydney's coffees are as good as they look. Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Exactly guilty. I want one so bad. Can we get one after this? Because I feel like we're fast friends. Let's see. You kept your official Love Island Peacock water bottle. Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Guilty. I still have mine because I have like a lot from every season. So I literally, if you open up my kitchen cabinet, there's like a dozen water bottles.
Oh my God. Do they all say your name?
Half say my name and then half say like Love Island. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So if I ever get robbed, the robbers are going to be like, is he okay? That's my equivalent of like your mom's china closet. Like when you're growing up, like those are my keepers. All right. Let's see. You and the girls were intimidated by Mackenzie's arrival. Guilty or not guilty?
I wasn't, but I know some of the girls were, so
yeah.
Maybe half.
Did the vibe change in the villa when she arrived?
I think the vibe did change in the villa, so guilty?
Guilty. Sure. Yeah, she's okay. Guilty. It is your first time spending the night at a guy's house, and the next morning he makes you pay for an Uber. Is he guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Guilty.
The fuck? That wouldn't even happen. So
Courtney's like, preposterous. You left the villa with some clothes that do not belong to you. Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty, but I had them returned before I left.
Oh, nice.
Like before I officially left.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I would have left with a whole new briefcase.
I'm dead.
Just like all the clothes. All right. Last question. Every summer is hot girl summer. Guilty or not guilty?
Fucking guilty. The fuck?
Order in the court. No further questions, Your Honor. Love Court is now adjourned. You did it! All right. Well, the villa isn't the only place that can get tweets. Previously On also has a strong Wi-Fi connection too, which is perfect for our next segment, which I like to call, I Got a Tweet!
Yes!
Want to do it with me? Should we do it? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. I got a tweet! That was harmony too. That was good. All right, so we got a tweet about you, and it confirmed for me what I believe. So I have to say that I think me and all of the Love Island universe are really impressed with you, because if you're not feeling something, you are not feeling it, right? And from where I'm standing, like, it seemed like you never forced anything that did not feel authentic to you. Like, you just went with your heart the whole time. And this tweet came in, which I wanted to read to you to kind of get your perspective. And it is from Selena Star 13. So, Selena, thank you for listening to Previously On. We so appreciate it. And you tweeted, quote, "Respect to Courtney for knowing," all caps, "knowing what she wants and never settling or faking a connection."
Thank you.
Icon behavior, methinks. Icon behavior. What do you think about that?
That is really sweet. Thank you so much. Like, wow. Thank you so much. That is so nice to hear. Honestly, like, yeah, through the villa, I was just staying true to myself. And like, yeah, I just did everything like based off of my intuition, and it wasn't possible for me to fake anything, honestly. Right. Even if I wanted to, it just wasn't possible.
Yeah, for sure. And you felt that, like we felt that. So yeah. I guess on the back of that tweet, what is your advice to our listeners, Selena included, if she's listening, who might be in a similar situation, not in the villa, but in the real world, right? Because knowing your worth like you did, but being brave enough to execute on it are two different things. So do you have advice for someone who may be pursuing someone who they know isn't right, or wants to get out of something that they know isn't right? Like, what's your advice?
My advice would be like, oh, this is going to sound so cliche, but life is really short. So like, the longer you live not authentically to yourself, you can't get that time back. Mm. So if you feel in your gut that something you're doing is making you unhappy or miserable in some way to a certain extent, like, then just end it, because we won't get this time back, and tomorrow is a new day. Like, yeah. Every day is a clean slate. So yeah, you're a bad bitch. Like, why do you need to settle for things that aren't worth your time anyways, when someone out there is probably waiting for you? Or, and even if not, like, you have yourself at the end of the day. You're a bad bitch. You don't need anyone, period. Like, just never dim your shine. Like, and if you are going to be with someone, find someone who like really supports you shining and doesn't take away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who appreciates the light, right? Like, mm-hmm. is not in the shadow, but is in the light. Like, yeah totally. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of light, Courtney, you may know that it is my intention to end each episode of Previously On with an inspirational quote to inspire our Love Island family. And there is no one more enlightened to inspire the masses than Timmy.
Yes, I love Timmy.
So it is time to end the show with an inspirational quote from Timmy, a Timmyism, if you will, and you will. If we can just have. I scared you on that, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. I loved every second.
Oh, she's like, I will. I promise I will. Shut up, loud man. If we can just have a meditative chant to start today's inspirational Timmyism. Today's inspirational Timmyism is first of all, y'all bloody wankers, put it up your stankers. You heard? You heard. End quote. Deep, deep.
Period dot, Timmy.
Deep. From a padded, windowless booth, Matthew Hoffman here reminding you all, despite what the wankers do with their stankers, make sure you stay on your spiritual path, wank free. Thankers. That is our Timmyism of the day. There you go.
Yes.
Courtney, I feel like you could take over the world if you wanted to. What is next for you? Is there anything you want to say to the Love Island family? You are fresh out of the villa. Is there anything you want to say to your fans? Where can we keep up with you on your journey?
Yeah, so I will be launching a YouTube really soon. I'm actually filming my first video this week.
And whoa.
Yeah, I'll be doing a Q&A on my Instagram. So please tell me what you want to know about
And what's
me.
Your Insta? Where can we find you?
It's at Courtney Lynn with two N's in Courtney. And then with Lynn, there's two N's. Yeah, and yeah, just thank you so much for supporting me on my journey, everyone. I love you so much. And yeah, I hope to hear from everyone soon.
Awesome. Well, thank you to our Love Island listeners. Courtney, I love you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was so lovely to meet you. I was really excited about you coming into the studio. So this was perfect. And we will be back on Tuesday. Everyone listening, tag me on socials with your thoughts on all things Love Island. And I will read them on tonight's show, just like we read Selena's tweet at MatthewHoffman1 on Twitter and at MatthewHoffman.tv on Instagram. We have recorded today's show from beautiful Hennessy Studios in Los Angeles. Maddie and Courtney out. And as always, stream new episodes Tuesday through Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, only on Peacock. Oh, and Courtney, before I forget.
Yes.
Have a great night.
You too, buddy.
Tonight! Previously On is the official Love Island podcast of Love Island USA. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Previously On is hosted by Matthew Hoffman. Previously On is recorded at Hennessy Studios with a very special thank you to our podfather, Jason Hennessy. Produced by Benji Aflalo, sound engineered and produced by Josh Fisher, and co-produced by Christy Kelly.